The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One of the distinct pleasures of working from home is the peacefulness that one achieves when one can literally step in one's domicile into his place of work. And I am blessed beyond anything I could ever imagine to be able to do that. However, there is the occasional morning when reality comes to the forefront, and I would have had a morning like that today. Now, it's Wide Open Wednesday. We're going to take your calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And, you know, as we go on, perhaps I'll pepper my conversation with our listeners with the moments that I had today. Today was just, you would think, you know, there are people with many, many more problems than I have. But I will just tell you that today I suffered what would be described as a miniature nervous breakdown. And it was based solely on the noise. The noise of a recovering three-year-old who, you know, when you get daddy. And then in the back, you've got the plaintive squeal of an overfed, overindulged pug who really I'd like to leave out on Route 41 today.
Oh, dear.
And,
Heaven
then it was
has
just
a plan
the,
for him, Mike.
And then, you know, trying to get my little snippets from my little show, Morning Joe, just trying to get the little clip of Newt going off on Megyn Kelly, you know, little moments like that that I just wanted to digest because it's the news of the day.
Sure.
And I just wanted that.
Well,
and
it was your job, too.
It was impossible. And then the great logic of Mrs. O'Mara, when I came in from walking the dogs, and Beluga, who had a triple, not a double, but a triple pumper today.
Wow.
Which was delightful. And I came in, and it was a cacophony of sound, and I finally just said, I just can't do this. I can't prepare what I do and speak to the peoples with this situation.
No more
today.
Wire hangers, Mike.
So I had to apologize to Carl a little later because I did, and Michael heard it, and I was just kind of going,
"Mike, why do you make me hit this? Why do you make me hit you?"
Yes, it was horrible.
Did little Michael apologize to you again?
No, he said, "Daddy, why are you yelling?
Why did you march back into that room?"
That's good. Call social services. let's get right to the calls, shall we? It's 888-920-6673. Hello, you're the very first one. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Turn down your computer.
Good morning, Mike Rob and Asker.
Asker,
I'm sorry you're having a bad morning.
That's, you know what, it's not about, look, it's just I am lucky to live in the home, but when you live in the home and you have a three-year-old, you're 57 years old, and you have two dogs that are sequestered in the laundry room, because otherwise, after 115 years, they will still poop on the floor, because they have absolutely no discipline, and I'm not allowed to discipline them the way I would. You know, it's just the house was a little out of control this morning. And I'm glad my son is feeling better. He's off to school.
Oh, no, that's big win.
Yeah. The house is quiet now, so let's just have a great show and a great morning, shall we?
Thank you.
Let's go.
Sounds like a plan to me. Now, if you don't mind, Rob, I would like to say thank you very much for your morning radio show on the wave.
Oh,
thank you.
There you go.
I have fallen back 40 years to, you know, my childhood, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Would you qualify yourself as a mobber, sir? You sound to me like a mobber.
Plant.
You sound like a Rob mobber.
No, I am not a plant.
Are you a Rob mobber?
No.
Are you also wearing cargo shorts to work today?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Do you have a decided hatred for one of the members of our show?
Yeah, but that's Oscar, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? By default, you might be a mobber.
That's a mobber. He sounds like a mobber. He's using mobber sentences, you know, and that's good. But go ahead, continue your tribute to Mr. Spiewak.
Well, no, I just wanted to say thank you to him. I mean, I'm enjoying the podcast every time it comes on.
Thank you very kindly.
You know, you're a good man, and we appreciate that simple call. And I noticed, Rob, are you growing out the facial? Are you
a little bit? I'm trying to.
Are you grayer than gray? Thanks.
Yes, I am grayer than gray.
Oh, welcome to the 40s,
yeah,
my boy.
But yes, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let it give it a full. I'm actually going to let the hair grow a little bit so I get myself nice and tight and ready to go for November 5th.
Very good.
It's tough to cut short hair even shorter.
Okay. All right.
Is right. The tight, I don't know. Let's go to Alberto.
I'm going to head on home if that's okay. I got a car waiting for me. And
Do you have a buddy here today, Oscar?
Oh, no. My buddy decided that he doesn't fly jets to work. And he said, I'm going to be there at 9:20. He's like, no, you're not going to be here at all. You're going to have to reschedule.
That's a really good answer. But the answer is Oscar really has no buddies.
No. He could come in late. He could have come in late.
Well, he's coming from Annapolis. Like he said he's never driven in rush hour traffic before. I said, you're an adult. Let's just call it what it is. You missed.
Can I tell you what Roscoe was going to bring one of his buddies from his MBA program.
Yes.
And he gets jets. He's a fly boy. He's a military
boy,
dude.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking forward to
that. I've totally seen him road rage out going to 7-Eleven from the campus of University of Maryland because he's so used to flying in the air somewhere. He doesn't have the patience.
You call this gulp big? This is not a big gulp.
Where's my laser-guided missile system? I don't have one. It's a Yugo. Mike, I don't know what's going on.
He will be
a
in Yugo. Studio, and he's actually going to spend the night at my place next Tuesday. Ooh. And just come on in. We'll drive it together.
There will be loving.
Yeah, wingman.
I'm going to put out a volleyball net in the backyard. Hopefully we can watch some Top Gun together.
When he gets here, because last night when we talked, and Oscar's very polite, unlike other members of the program, Oscar will always let me know if somebody's coming into the studio.
The car is right down there. I could be out of here in 40 seconds.
It's going to be fine, Rob. It's going to be A-okay. Oscar asked me about this guy, and then I was sitting there going, well, he said he doesn't have to talk. He just wants to sit in and watch. And then I was sitting there this morning thinking about the show. He said, that'll be a blast. And, Rob, you'll enjoy this, too, to have a little Q&A about Oscar and his habits in the study
Or
group.
You can ask him what it's like to actually land on a carrier.
No, I think makes flying a plane seem boring.
Both would be fine.
I would.
Both would be fine.
Yeah,
but
we
prioritize the fact of being a classmate.
Next time, for sure.
Do we have another phone call standing by? Let's go. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mike O'Mara. How you doing?
I'm okay. What can we do for you today, my friend?
Hey, I was thinking about this. You haven't set up the rules for the callers. You always say that we need to be educated.
Okay.
And remember from the old show, there was a big no-nos, like, what not?
Right.
Is it me?
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Don't call you buddy. Don't call you Michael.
Right.
So I think it's time for us to be educated.
I love this guy.
You know what? Let me just say this, and I'm gonna violate one of my rules
really?
Right now. And the guys are gonna jump on me as soon as I say this. But I will tell you, as far as volume and participation, I would say the callers get a D-minus. There hasn't been. I'd like to have calls all the way through on Wide Open Wednesday. Mm. There's short attention span theater, like it is with a lot of things, like it was when I FaceTime lived yesterday.
Yes.
But the fact is, the quality of the callers.
They're not ruining the show.
I have not felt that I needed to explain any rules. They're knocking on wood right now because most of the callers kind of get it, like you calling right now.
There has
sir.
Been a shift, if I can add on to what you said, Mike, because there's
better
always
callers.
Been there has always been the listener yeah. whom I love, and right. the caller,
right,
who is a different animal altogether. But
absolutely.
It seems that since we have started calls on this show,
right,
it is a higher quality participant.
I mean, I
as
don't
a rule,
mind them.
As
it
a
might
rule.
Be, it might be because we're a little hungrier for that.
Maybe.
And our standards are not as high. When we were yeah. taking 300 a show, mm-hmm. which we did, we
the
prided
hot
ourselves.
Chicks gained a few LBs.
Yeah, and but we accept the hot yeah. chick now that's gained a few LBs.
We're the hot chick.
We're the hot chick.
Yeah,
oh,
that's gained a few LBs.
Okay. Sorry about that. I missed that.
But we can be hot sure. again, Mike. We can close turn enough. On a dime. Once we get a full volume of calls, no problem.
I will tell you, when we get a full volume, then I might implement some of the old rules, like is it me? Is it me probably would still be a blow up. I would probably
yeah.
still dismiss the caller. What not? Not so much.
What
because,
not has crossed a plane where yep. it is almost a self-reflexive joke now.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
What
about
what not is?
What if you call me Asker instead of Oscar?
I said,
Askers,
go for
I think,
it.
Yeah, I, like
I think that's
10
acceptable.
Points.
And Michael is still Michael is still a fireable offense.
Right.
If you call me Michael, you know, hello Michael. It's like don't call
How
me
dare,
that.
Yeah,
my mother calls me that. That's it. That's it. You don't get the privilege. So, you know, stay tuned. Who knows? Maybe we'll have some rules.
Was
right,
that a
friend?
Satisfactory answer, my international friend?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, thank you. Okay,
oh,
you're wrong. There's a rule right there. There's a rule. Man, oh, man. Thanks for listening, douche.
Congratulations.
Well, see, wow. I got. Look what happens. Look what happens even within
it,
one
Mike.
Call. Within one
Don't
call,
get
if I get happy.
Happy.
I know. We
Joel
did a beautiful,
Rogers,
you
rap
did a beautiful,
bastard.
You did a beautiful monologue, and all of a sudden, he's following a trending topic on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because he's busy.
It's exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Hump. All right. Do we have another one standing by?
Oh, yes, we do.
All right. Let's take another phone call. It's Wide Open Wednesday, everybody. We take your calls on Wednesday. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings from the wild and wonderful Colorado mountains. It's Joel Rogers, your favorite airline.
Hey,
pilot.
Joel.
Now, who just invoked the name of Joel Rogers?
I did.
I'm not listening live. What did you say?
If you want to call Joe, it's 651.
No, stop.
Hey, hey, hey.
So Joel Rogers, so Oscar Pony is giving you the names of the
no,
callers
No, I can
now?
See them on caller ID. Sometimes
oh,
they're
very
accurate.
Good. Okay, that's exciting.
That
Joel, how is our favorite pilot today?
Not too bad. It's a little bit early. The sun's still not out here, but,
What do you sleep
complain.
In, Joel, these days?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What are you sleeping? Like, what are you wearing right now?
A 747. Am I right, ladies?
In my pants.
Joel, you're on the road, right? You're not from Colorado, correct?
No, I live there.
Oh, you live in Colorado?
That's
so
where you're
home base.
I got home last night to see the last three innings of the first game of the World Series.
Yawn.
And I'm sad that I've waited my whole life to hear Joe Buck screw it up for me, but, whatever.
Yeah, it was so yawn. I mean, it was great. Being a great promo from Fox when they had all the old people from Cleveland and Chicago.
So great.
It was fantastic. And and then the game, unfortunately, was a letdown. It's nice to see the Cubs fans suffer through a little John Lester, like I did with those years with the Red Sox. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, Joel, I'm guessing the reason you're calling is the discussion of Big Amusement Park yesterday.
You know what? Again, I was in four airplanes yesterday. I'm 2 days behind.
We had a big nerd discussion. We had like a nerdy discussion about coasters, and we talked to Rob because of that one that they had the terrible accident.
Four
not
people
a
bought
coaster,
the ride, yeah,
but an amusement park ride. So,
and I've been to that one in Australia. My wife and I were there about it's been about 10 years since we were in Australia, but I've been to that park.
Any insight on, was it a normal amusement park or was it low maintenance?
It was great. They had some wonderful rides and they had a lot of things that surprised me. Like this huge, the weather was kind of bad when we were there. So we thought, we'll watch a show. There was a huge tiger show and their tigers are swimming and jumping up trees and doing all sorts of wacky things.
Tiger show.
No FEMA in Australia.
I went to one of those tiger shows, but it was back in Times Square in the late 1970s.
Oh, that was a good one.
It didn't have any animals in it, but that's a different
It wasn't
story.
The Lion King, was it?
No. Tiger show. Hey, Joel, I'll ask you a pilot equipment. Oh, he's talking. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joel.
No, go ahead. After you.
All right. I just want to say, what kind of equipment are you on now?
Oh, yeah.
I just got awarded the A330, so I'm looking for Glenn.
Look at you.
That's the big Airbus.
Swinging dick. That's the big one.
For Asia and Europe and Brazil layovers. So my life is
Mike
in Brazil.
That's a big deal, Joel. Congratulations. Yes, I know they don't dole those out. They don't hand those planes to anybody. How many does that seat, the A330?
How many souls?
There are a couple different flavors. We've got the 200 and the 300 series, and then we've got the 900 on order. And I think it's like over 300. I don't know. I haven't studied all the books yet because my class date's not till January or February.
But they
fly for 14 or 16 hours. So they're beds and there's multiple crew members.
Oh, yeah. That's the Mac Daddy. That's the big jet now.
These jets are so important that they put like the real top tier flight attendants on there.
And
both
pilots.
In skill and in presence.
More seniority. It's a union thing.
Gotcha.
If you're senior enough to do
Oscar
it,
was just trying
it,
to get so. You to go down a nasty know, little rabbit hole.
It has nothing to do with my wife listening over my shoulder.
Yeah. Have you seen Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, there are beds on that plane, after all.
Well, Joel, what can we do for you on this fine Wednesday, wide open Wednesday? Well, what's going on?
I'm a little guilty because you've taken my call once, so I was just going to hand the phone to my kids, but they're brushing their teeth. We have an early morning school thing this morning, so...
Oh, just
you
call
can
to
talk
say hello
to them if you want to. But
wow!
No, we'll let you go. And you know what? Stay safe, and thank you for your amazing support of the show. And now, we'll probably have to write another book so you can take it on your worldwide travels.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
When you go all over the place.
Absolutely. And the next thing you want, maybe a shirt or something. I'll figure out something.
Hey, let's send
Mac. I'll listen to yesterday's show, and I'll call you back sometime.
I'd love to.
Appreciate the call, man. Right. Safe travels. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's pilot Joel Rogers. That's a big deal.
That is a very, very big deal. 300?
I mean, I think he was on the A320. The A330 is a jumbo jet, so that's kind of cool stuff.
And he is a super nice, cool guy. I spent
very,
time with
very
him.
Cool.
I like
we got
him.
Time for one more before we break. Let's do that. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show, Wide Open Wednesday, starting to take hold a little bit. People paying more attention. You're on the show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, friend.
All right, we're fine.
Hello, dear.
My name is Jeff. I'm calling from Block Island.
Block Island, like off the coast of the Connecticut shore?
No, Block Island. I'm about 200 miles off the coast of Hawaii. We're on the island where all the blocked Facebook users go when Mike and crew block them.
I never knew they actually had an island. You're on Blocked Island.
Wow, can you imagine how bad breakfast must be at that place? Those a-holes.
Absolutely terrible. How are you? Has anybody are you tearing each other apart now? What's going on?
It was a little savage in the beginning. You could understand. We have such an influx of heavy users. But it's really picked up lately.
Lord of the Flies.
We have a good wind sailing program, scuba diving. It's really nice.
What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Let Jeff speak. He has the conch.
I'm Blocked Island. Yes, the island where everybody that Rob and I have blocked over the years live in moderate harmony. They try to live in harmony, but it's impossible for them to live in harmony because somebody's going to piss somebody off.
Yeah,
exactly.
Have you guys found the Dharma bunker where Carla lets you back in?
There is a secret bat line. Sometimes Carla answers, sometimes she doesn't.
That's fantastic. Oh, by the way, Chan Richards is in the waiting room. I wanted to pass that along. Chan Richards in the waiting room.
Flying standby.
Yeah, he's in standby. Chan, if you're listening to the show now, you're in the waiting room, all right? Enough with the politics. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
We used to have a daily boat. Now it's only weekly. So management does appreciate all the new arrivals that come in. We're starting up a new wind sailing program soon. So it's turned out to be really nice.
You know what they say, Mike?
Open bar.
They say you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
And the boat once a week, though, that's when the mail comes in and the supplies, the sugar and the flour and things like that come from the mainland. And hope you survive okay. Jeff, I hope you survive on Blocked Island. And, who knows? Maybe someday you'll get back to the mainland.
We much appreciate it, and we really appreciate those people who smuggle in the bonus show. It really helps us.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's it. That's a good one to end on. I like that. We'll take a smattering more calls on the Mike O'Mara Show, but we're glad to have you here. And remember, don't get happy. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not. Personally, I do. And I feel sure that when you leave this theater, you too will believe in ghosts. Ghosts. When you came in, you were given a special ghost viewer like this. And here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen? Thank you. You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
Bluish.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes.
Yes.
And you look at the screen through it.
And you adjust
your dentures. If you believe in ghosts.
Ghost dentures.
You look through the red part of the viewer. If you do not believe in ghosts, you look through the blue part. Would you please change the color again? Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, when the screen resumes its normal color, like this,
right.
Remove the viewer from in front of your eyes.
Yes.
Until the next time the screen becomes blue.
Scary.
Oh, one more thing.
What?
If someone sits down next to you during the picture,
uh-huh.
It would be helpful
what?
If you would show him or her
okay.
how the viewer should be used.
Yeah, all right.
And remember, right. If you believe in ghosts,
ghosts,
look through the red part. If you don't believe in ghosts,
ghosts,
look through the blue.
Ghosts.
Happy haunting.
Hauntings.
Goodbye for now.
Thank you, William.
Shall we go?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak,
now.
Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's William Castle. He made horror movies live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online everywhere. We are happy to have you with us. This is a daily radio and internet broadcast. If you happen to be here, well, you probably get it. And if you just got here, you'll get it. Trust me on that. Our phone line's open, especially on Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. It's simple. You call that number. Oscar gives me a thumbs up, and then you get a call that gets on the air. That is easy. Just gave me a thumbs up, which means we might be taking a call in a minute here. Our show today brought to you by Movement. MVMT means movement. Movement watches founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. Their goal is to change the way people think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries, Movement has shown itself to be the world's fastest-growing watch company. Now, we all have Movement watches. I love mine. I'm wearing mine this weekend because it's dressy.
Ooh.
And we love our watches. They're great-looking. They're stylish. They're solid, and they're heavy, and they feel expensive. But
they
Movement
do.
Watches start at just $95. At a department store, the same watch would set you back $400 to $500. How so? Because Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup. The result? Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism at the best possible price. You're going to be wearing a trendy watch that looks fantastic, and you're going to pay
quality.
A fraction of what people will think you paid because it looks that good. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/TMOS. That's MVMTwatches.com/TMOS. Step up your watch game. I'm getting compliments on my Movement watch all the time. Go to movementwatches.com, MVMTwatches.com, and join the movement. All right, you say the thumbs up. We'll take another phone call right here on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, great to speak to you guys.
Where are you calling from, sir? You sound far away.
I am currently on I-95, just south of Portland, Maine.
Ooh.
Portland. That's right, Portland, Maine. How is a chilly morning up in Portland, I would assume?
41, kind of cold.
41.
You should go to Becky's and get some breakfast.
Yeah, nice hot
get
omelet.
Get yourself one of them lobster omelets. That's delicious up there at Becky's, and then maybe you can go up to Sick to Me and see our good friend Dick Queasy and get yourself some discarded crab. What's going on, sir? What can we do for you up in New England?
I just wanted to call and tell you guys I love the show, and thank you for providing me entertainment while I'm driving all around the country every day.
Oh,
well,
that's
God
cool.
bless you. We
Hold
appreciate
it.
So that.
Cool. He drives all around the country every day?
Yeah, he's probably a long-haul trucker.
What do you do?
Just what Oscar said.
Good call. All right.
You see, yeah, people, Rob's
a bit of an elitist. Rob is in the rarefied air where men that are out there working with their hands every day and doing the job. If it got there, on a truck.
I hear you, Mike.
So I feel
that's
about
right.
The truckers.
Mike loves truckers.
It's difficult with Rob's, whose hands have not seen manual labor since he picked corn in his big daddy's field.
Still holding out for that modeling job, Mike.
There you go. Never done a hard day's work. Do you have an 18-wheeler, sir?
No, not quite that big. I have a Ford F-350 with a very long flatbed trailer.
Oh, really? What do you haul around?
Mainly equipment from one plant to another.
Can I ask him a quick question, Mike, if you don't mind?
Yeah, because I think he's being a little cryptic, to be honest.
We're not going to ask you what government agency you work for, sir, mm-hmm. but... Why the price point on those trucks? Sometimes they can get up to $70,000. I understand that a lot can be done with them, but always...
Guy came by my house, Oscar, the guy that did my screens when he did the estimate, came by, and I should have pulled off of the deal with him right away, but it's all done and paid for, unfortunately. Rolled in a Ranger 2500, an F-150 Ranger pickup. Mm-hmm. Is that what they call them, the Ranger XLT or whatever the hell it is?
There
whatever
is
pickup it was,
XLT.
That fancy one.
Yes.
It was the one, 2500. He said it was $80,000.
Man.
So it was an $80,000
truck. But it had a great stereo.
and a Browning element for a good one, for a great one. So how much do you have a new truck?
2014, I paid
$55,000. Wow.
What is the deal? When did pickup trucks become luxury cars? When did they start jacking the prices on because, a pickup's a pickup,
Yeah, you
right?
got Mercedes leather in there? What's going on?
It's a very thick plastic.
Better shoes.
I think part of it is all the crazy emission systems the feds are making us put on these trucks now.
Yeah, it's the Democrats. All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate
the call.
Goddamn crazy. I agree. It's those damn regulations. It's going to be the death of us. It's going to be the death of us.
Yeah, I bet they make him wear a seatbelt, too. Jerks.
He don't want to go through the window. Anyway, so it was a bit of a morning.
You seem better now.
You seem better now, Mike.
Have
callers
refreshed
helped
you.
Me out. Callers helped me out. It was just one of those days. It was one of those days where it was just the...
Where did it start? What was the first thing?
The thing is, when we get up, it was the combination of my son feeling 100% better. Went back to school today.
No crap.
Out of his mind. You know what it's like when you've been sick for 4 or 5 days and suddenly you wake up and you're feeling better? He was a maniac. And we weren't going to take him to school today. And then he was so wound up and since he hadn't coughed, had those real coughing fits for 2 days, we said, okay, he's ready to go back to school. But he is bouncing off the walls. And it's the same kind of reaction you normally get at the other end when he's super tired.
Oh,
when he's
going, okay.
Daddy, read me a book. Daddy, read me a book.
Oh,
Daddy.
Man.
I said, we read books in the afternoon at nighttime. That's why I read you 4 books last night. Remember, I read you 4 books?
You've met your quota.
I've got my computer. Say, Daddy, read me a book. 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 Okay. I can't. Mike, you a book right now.
I'm going to ask a simple question. I don't want anybody to be upset about the question.
No.
I don't want you to judge me.
Carla, hold on to your hat.
No. Carla, earmuffs if you're around.
Oh, God.
Oh, this will be good.
When you're prepping for the show, and mind you, this woman, Carla O'Mara, really nursed you back to life the past summer.
Saved
right?
his life.
This past summer.
Saved his life.
Fantastic.
But now
still doing it.
Now that right. that's...
She's going to get me to that live show.
Now that that's passed, Mike.
Or we'll have to change the name of it.
Yeah.
When Mike O'Mara is gearing up for his daily talk show,
yeah,
and you're on your computer and you're doing your show prep and you're gearing up.
By the
up.
Way, and the daily talk show, which I'm very proud of, and I'm very proud of the product we offer, and I look at the numbers every day, and thank God that you have a...
And they're going up like 7-Up, Mike. Going up like 7-Up.
They're going up, but the fact is that, when you look at our numbers compared to, I tend to sometimes go into a fit of depression when I look at a viral video clown prankster that jumps out of a bush and has 6.2 views. That, to me, that pisses me off. I want to tap into that someday.
That prankster is going to be incarcerated within a week.
Okay,
you have a long career in front of you.
Thank you. I appreciate
so
that.
When you're prepping, depending on his health, when you're prepping for the show and there's a wonderful little creature in front of you saying, Daddy, 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 ask all these questions.
Right.
That's when maybe a partner would come in swooping in with one arm and say,
I have to stop you. I have to stop you because last night, let me tell you the drill in our home. All right. We wake up in the morning and she has given him a full bath already. She has given him a full bath while I'm doing this. She has also
morning
managed
bath?
To go. She a morning bath. Yeah,
okay.
Gives him a morning bath before school. And she has also rolled into the kitchen and provided the family, primarily me, with what is called an oatmeal blueberry bake.
Oh, steel cut.
Which is this health-conscious baked like pastry thing that is low calorie and is absolutely incredible. She has made it from scratch. She saw it, I think, on Pinterest last night, and she goes into the kitchen. She rolls out, and she does that, and I didn't even know it. I would love to throw her under the bus, but this is a moment where she's putting the finishing touches on this super deluxe breakfast treat that I've never had, and it was a real specialty breakfast item that was homemade and came out of the Cali kitchen.
May I add this?
I can eat.
Maybe a little less confections, a little more swooping in.
Well, you know, she's still going to be pissed off at you, but that's all right. No, she's fine. It was great. It was.
I'd like to say that I think Carla does a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate
that. Rob
Spiewak that said that. But the other thing was, we put the dogs in the laundry room in the morning, and that's where they spend the night. When we got the new floors in the house, the dogs now live in the laundry room.
Because they'll ruin the floors otherwise.
Because they'll ruin anything their little tainted asses drag on.
Love that song.
I am so sick of those animals. And what you hear in the morning at 5:45, you start hearing the arr, where Beluga's like, someone's stabbing me in the genitals. And he's got this, and it goes on until I take them out, which can be 2 hours. I take them out at about 7:30, 7:45, which is fine for them. And it was just, it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. The noise level was nuts. And so I keep turning up the TV so I can, so I can hear my Willy Geist commentary. Yeah. Right. And it's just, it was nuts. It was nuts today. And
do you think the extra noise outside is what prompts them to participate?
No.
The dogs bark.
They start. I can get up off the couch, and they will assume I'm going to get their leashes, and they will go into a bat-ass frenzy. They're just, these dogs offer me no comfort, and I'm a caretaker.
Yeah.
I love them because they've been around a long time.
Love is a strong word.
No, I don't. I don't love them. Well,
you're accustomed to them.
They're here. I'm accustomed to them, and I take care of them, and I'd never hurt them. And they're Carla's dogs.
Mike,
Carla loves.
They have
dogs.
Been forever.
God, but, they're just. But
I know where your
bastards,
laundry room
though.
Is, so I might have a solution for you. We could actually pull this off if a quick trip to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Okay.
There is piping that's clear, like a hamster would have.
He's creative today, isn't he?
And
he's very creative.
You can take that piping and allow them to leave the home and go on to what is basically a hamster cage
outside
the house.
I'll get right on it. Happy homeowner. I'll go ahead and I'll put that together with baling wire and twine, and we'll have a little wheel.
He's
for,
being
for
silly.
Frankie.
No,
there is something also at Lowe's.
I bet you someone's done this.
Called Decon.
It was a commercial.
Yeah.
Decon roach bait.
Find it.
Thank you.
There you
and
go.
What it'll do, it'll dehydrate them. They'll become very thirsty.
Here it is. They stare. I don't eat a meal in my home without a pug sitting and staring
you've
at me.
Prompted
three inches
this,
away.
Though. You've prompted this.
Yeah,
you,
I mean, no, we've brought this on
this
ourselves.
Years.
These dogs are untrained, basically. Yeah. They're untrained. They walk on leashes where they strain. They don't. There is nothing they do that is trained. And it's our fault. It's the way it goes. And then they make a lot of noise. And if you break into my house while the family is sleeping or no one is at home,
pay attention.
You will have the run of the place.
As long as you have a steak.
If you break into the house when we are awake and walking around, they will scream like no, because they're cowards. They really don't have any, they're not making any effort to defend the home. That's what these little useless arm breed Paris Hilton pieces of crap do.
What if a burglar got into your house, they began to attack, but the burglar came armed with a plate that had egg yolk on it.
Ooh.
He'd be fine.
Kryptonite.
You see? Then you got it.
He could
good.
Walk in while we were awake and in a different part of the house. And you just feed him. They go, gah, gah. And by the way, the dishes for the dogs are in here with the pet feeder, the fantastic pet feeder that we got, the PetNet pet feeder.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when Beluga comes in to eat out of it, the sound is like, because of his inability to breathe, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I can actually sometimes hear it on mic when he's going...
Do you remember, Oscar, did you ever see the movie The Fly?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Brundlefly, where he has to make the food dissolve before he can eat it.
He's got to soften it.
Yeah,
Mike,
exactly.
But overall, scoreboard-wise, Yes. You know, these are all common small problems.
They're common, small. That, yes. You know, on the big scale, yeah. The hip's fine. I'm loving life.
You're
looking
alive.
Forward to coming
Your
up to
wife
DC.
Still loves
and may
you.
May I just say, really, that's a good boy.
Yeah.
That's a good boy. Daddy loves you. Yeah. Bullshit.
Hey.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, how many different varieties of blow-up sex dolls do you think Whoa. There are?
Do you know that I've never thought about that?
Can I tell you there are like 50 or 60 different kinds?
Can I tell you that I'm really disturbed that you know that?
I'll explain to you why I know this fact and why I sent Rob searching to buy one. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a sex doll.
The Tony Perkins Show.
It's a great story. Don't miss this week's episode. It's very
fantastic.
Funny.
The Tony Perkins Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was talking about it a minute ago. PetNet, you ever wonder if you're overfeeding your pets? Sometimes. Studies show that if you feed your cat or dog the right amount every day, they will live longer.
Oh.
That's
but
good,
how
right?
do you know? It's easy thanks to PetNet Smart Feeders. I love it. The new smartphone-controlled automatic pet feeder that personalizes your pet's daily calorie intake based on age, weight, activity level, and food type. You use the free app to schedule and monitor all your pet's meals on your smartphone. Let me say, for those that are out there that love their pets, this is a must for you. They even get fed when you're running late. The PetNet Smart Feeder will feed the healthiest portion at the right time every day. It'll do it automatically. We all love our pets. They are family.
Mike.
And the PetNet yes?
I'm sorry. My sister just got her PetNet.
Yeah.
And when they're out and about all the time, they come home. And what she would do, something my mom would do in the past, which is a big no-no, is she come home and feel bad that they hadn't been home for a while and overfeed them.
Overfeed, sure.
Now it's just taken care of with this PetNet.
It's a solution to an overfed animal. We all love our pets. They are family. And the PetNet Smart Feeder, it does it every time automatically. Go to PetNet.com/TMOS. That's ShopPetNet.com/TMOS today. Shipping is free. Get your PetNet Smart Feeder plus free shipping by going to ShopPetNet.com/TMOS. That's ShopPetNet.com/TMOS. Find pet owner peace of mind at ShopPetNet.com/TMOS. Now who's a good boy?
Good boy.
All right. So I get the award for perhaps... the timing may have been a little odd on that particular one.
Mike, but, we've got a call.
Let's take a call. Excellent. Wide open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Brian from Rochester.
Hi, Brian. How are you? What can we do for you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, I just got a quick question. When I go to my internet browser on my phone, it's an old iPhone, the picture of you, Rob, Oscar, and Buzz still comes up.
Oh, what app are you using, my friend?
It's like an iPhone 2. It's old. It's a work phone.
Oh.
Yeah, but that we that didn't ask matter, about the no. phone, the app.
What app? Where are you listening? On the website?
Oh, yes, just through the internet browser.
Interweb. What browser are you using?
I don't know.
All right, how about this? I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to call because I want to get to the bottom of this.
Well, we have some stuff like that that floats around. There's a lot of material out there. I think that my Simpsons piece is like everywhere. And that's like 3 years old. So I'm wondering if we could tweak that a little bit. You know, we like to tweak once in a while. And Oscar, that's kind of yours and Pony's world.
Yes, sir.
So,
I wrote down your number, and I'll be calling you late night tonight.
That's right.
And we'll
heavy
be discussing this.
Sounds good. Love you guys. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. And remember, Wide Open Wednesday includes technical questions.
Tech support.
We'll entertain those questions.
Tech support. Who told us? What conversation we have here where someone, and I don't know if I saw it on the news. Sometimes, Mike, when you consume so much media, you feel like, where did that happen? Do you ever have that feeling?
Well, because we are all multitasking. I'm watching the World Series last night, half watching it, really not even really watching because I'm surfing the net. And, you know, it wasn't that stimulating a game. And I'm into 15 different things, you know, and I'm trying to get to the bottom. It doesn't allow me to watch the World Series carefully, and it doesn't allow me to surf the net carefully. So when I'm watching the World Series last night, I'm not sure whether this guy, Jimmy John, that runs the sandwich shop, is as big a dick as everybody says.
Because he shot an elephant.
Is he truly? No, he shot an elephant. He shot an endangered rhino. He shot a lot of things. And the problem is that little thumbs up, if this is the guy that makes the sandwiches, the same thumbs up he gives like when like, buy my sandwiches. He does it when he's standing over the corpse of a dead endangered animal in Africa. Here's the, let me just get this out of the way.
All right.
I know that all the people out there, the animal people are saying, you know, I'll never eat there again. Let me tell you how I feel about it. If it's true that this guy gets his jollies like Uday and Kuse, Trump did when they went over there and shot leopards and things like that, I'm all in on, you know, hey, I don't want to support that guy because it costs like $75,000 to go over and do these trips. But at the same time, I always get the unsettled feeling that we are being judge, jury, and executioner.
Thank you.
And, you know, that somebody from, like, Jersey Mike's could be superimposing
corporate
this guy.
Corporate espionage.
It might not even be him.
I worry about it because the thing is, you see this online, it explodes online, it goes viral, and game, set, and match. And
it's the mob mentality, Mike. We talked about this on the show, the mob mentality.
Well, it's crazy. If the guy is indeed, if this is what he does in his spare time, I'm not for that. I don't like the guys that I don't like anybody.
But
there's
we have to be careful because you have to remember it was about a year and a half ago, there was a viral campaign to boycott Steven Spielberg, and their support of it was a picture of him from the set of Jurassic Park in front of a dead dinosaur. And
which was an animatronic dinosaur.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are saying, oh my God, he killed a dinosaur? And it's use your head. They've been gone for a long time.
Well, Carla shared it because Carla loves animals.
That's where I saw
it. And I understand, if it's true, if this is real, like the dentist, for example. Remember the dentist?
The dentist.
He lost his practice.
Yeah, and you know, because he was a dick about it in the early days of that story. Well, and you know what? I was fine with it. There are two things. Let me just, Oscar, make these two points, okay? Point number one is I really think that it scares me when we have judge, jury, and executioner. Number two, this whole issue about big game hunting. Big game hunting was fine back when Ernest Hemingway was writing books, okay? But big game hunting, when we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But there's a relevant fact about certain creatures that exist in the wildest areas of our world, basically African jungles and the plains and the deserts. And if you're going over, if that's what you need to get it done, you got to figure another to get your jollies another way. It's like going to kiddie porn. It's not socially acceptable to me. It's not. You
that
don't
two
do
extremes
that.
Right there.
Well, no, the
hunting animals, touching kids.
It is to me. If you're going over and you are shooting an endangered species, you are doing nothing other than exacerbating a problem where an actual creature will no longer exist in the world. You don't have that right. And if you have any knowledge whatsoever where you know better,
yes,
and you know the facts of it, screw you. It's I cannot even describe the selfishness of something like that. And you know, if they're really doing that, you know this guy's got to be aware of that. And by the way, if you read the fine print on some of these hunts, the way they lure these animals into the private reserves where they can be shot because it's private property, and they're skirting the law, and they're not even thinking about that. I'm all in on the boycott, but hey, get it vetted, get a proper journalist to do an expo, and find out, will that happen? Of course
no.
It won't. It will never happen. And I don't doubt that maybe the guy does do this.
I've got
the pictures look credible.
Mike, your two points are, you know, and I take them with all due respect. I get that. If it's an endangered species and you're actually working around the law by bringing the animal onto a private reserve, that's not cool.
You can hunt anything that is not endangered and get the same thrill of the hunt. And believe me, I understand the thrill of the hunt. I know a lot of friends of mine that do it.
Mike used to hunt for something else. The younger man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I right,
Mike?
Yeah, that's right. The elusive American University cow.
Wow. Hit the alarm for yourself, Skippy.
I'll give him a double shot.
Look, everyone's blowing their
trumpet. He's at Maggie's Pub.
That's right.
All right, tonight the hunt is on.
That's right.
Wowzy, woo, woo.
Mike, the Totally Tuna, number three on the Jimmy John's menu, is a go-to and a favorite of Fantana's. And the JJ BLT, you cannot go wrong. I get mine with wheat.
Now,
white bread.
Why is this your zeal to... come from the other side continuously.
There is a Jimmy
Why
John's.
Why are you plugging Jimmy
up the
John's
street
on
from
the
here.
Show?
What about the number seven, the Spicy Rhino?
I actually started my relationship with Jimmy John's.
Oh, a relationship?
When I started school because they delivered to the classroom, which is
and
nice.
And they delivered
Mr.
fast.
Mr. Hand.
So let me ask
Mr.
both
Mr. Han.
You guys have read this? You've looked at it. Do you think this is legit? Do you think that's what this jerk off does, that he goes over and
have all
the
facts. No, none of those stories come from a reputable source.
And I think if it was reputable, it's big enough now that something real would have jumped on it.
No,
so I have to know.
I totally
have to know
that.
Really?
Yeah, because you're assuming the other thing. I mean, look, I don't assume that the story is 100% accurate. I also don't assume that that it's not accurate because somebody didn't jump on
I
it.
I saw was like at USA Today. Dot USA Today today. Like it's like
oh,
this,
a fake
it's
USA
a
Today
fake,
website.
It's a fake website, and I'm like, probably not real.
Well, you know, look at it.
But
it's
people
just,
on social media think it's real.
Of course.
Well, that's a lot of stories like that. We were talking about the whole thing with Clinton and Trump and how you.
Oh, and
gotta,
the black baby?
You know, there's so much out there.
Looks just
there's,
like him.
There's so much out there that you have to take with a grain of salt, and there are plenty of journalists that are working on that. They still
right.
do it
if
with that.
If you look at, okay, look, and this is going to piss some people off, but if I, especially, and you have to be a hawk, especially these days with election, right? And where these stories are coming from.
Right.
So if you look at a website and you don't recognize that site as a reputable source, and you really have to think about it,
right?
Like, when did starsandbars.com start?
Yeah.
Or when did the liberal elite start? Or what? Like, if you have to think twice about it, my rule of thumb is don't even bother with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I read a story that comes from Occupy Democrats, I'm going to know that that's got a...
Didn't know that was a site. Whoa.
That's got a political point of view,
Ben,
and that's
going
to come in, and it's good. Now, with that said, they will be very enthusiastically early on a lot of negative stories that come from the other side, but they can also let some of the garbage slip in. And the same thing with the right-wing websites that are out there, the Drudge Report
like Mike,
included. You know, you got
in
that.
In the same vein, if you, and this is, for those of you that are adults, and it's certainly not safe for work, but if you're on Brazzers.com or Mofos, you know those are reputable sites,
sure.
right? They're not going to steal your credit card information.
Most, go ahead. Don't get a virus into your computer. Hop on that one.
But if you go to some shady site that's giving you everything for free, you're paying one way or another.
Yeah.
That's Oscar Santana for Brazzers.com.
Hey, you know, it's
gentlemen.
Great to look at Brazzers when you're sitting at Jimmy John's.
And a quick tip of the cap to RealityKings.com, still going strong.
We'll take a break.
I did some
after
research,
that.
Mike. You know, they're not actually royalty.
The Reality King. We'll come back, talk about TV, talk about the Renaissance Festival, talk about a little exchange between Newt Gingrich and Megyn Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't fake about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was hunting, but it was nasty. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Mara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Wave. It's your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Over the weekend, I spent a great couple of nights at a Kimpton property. Really wonderful hotel. I want to thank the people there that took care of me up there. But a hotel bed is a hotel bed, and they had the highest-end hotel bed you could possibly get. And when I came back, and by the way, I think this was like a high-quality mattress I was on, I still came back to my Sleep Number bed, and it was the first thing I wanted to crawl into. I could not wait to sleep in my own bed. With a Sleep Number bed, that's the way you're going to feel as well, because the idea of getting back to your Sleep Number when you've been on the road is so wonderful. I adore my Sleep Number bed. It lets me choose my firmness. I've told you that. It lets me change it whenever I want. Carla can have her firmness. I can have mine. I can adjust the level the way I want it. It's got Sleep IQ to tell me how I sleep and grade me and tell me what to adjust if I need to get better sleep. According to Sleep
Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their sleep number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. Mm. My sleep number setting is an 85. Carla's is still a 65. And last night, my beautiful Sleep IQ score, 9 hours of 95.
Nice.
I feel great. Come in right now and experience the comfort of Sleep Number adjustability and save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by going to sleepnumber.com. Be sure to cause a ruckus.
Hey.
Ruckus. And tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. You'll love Sleep Number like I do, and I thank you. Rob Spiewak went to the Renaissance Festival
over
the weekend. I've been meaning to talk about that all week. If we don't get to it on Wednesday, we will not get to it for the rest of the week. So I saw that you are the suburban, and the suburban activity is the Renaissance Festival, and I would rather
be anywhere else.
I wouldn't go there if I hadn't been dragged into it, though. It's a long drive.
So you're not a believer. Is it still like in Crownsville, Maryland?
The
is
exact same place. And
it's a mecca for sons.
Yeah. I went. What's that? It's a mecca?
Yes.
Oh God. Okay, just my memory. This is a million years ago. A mucky, nasty ass grass parking lot.
That's it.
700 miles away, where you trudge through the woods to a bunch of cheap shacks painted like Elizabethan times, and you just walk around and see like seventh tier actors.
You sure you didn't go this year?
Okay.
Sounds like Old Town Leesburg.
It was
my bag, baby.
No, it was. That's very much the way you described it. I think they've upgraded the construction.
The sets.
Yeah, because it is now in its 40th year.
Right.
And one of the main reasons that I did agree to take Julia is that the king, the gentleman who plays the king and has for many years, Fred Nelson, is a big fan of our show.
Fred Nelson.
And he's very cool, and he figures into this story.
Known Rob Mobber.
The Fred Nelson Show.
How it started out is it was going to be Julia and a bunch of her friends, and her friends flaked. And she has one friend who's old enough to drive. And
did they buy tickets and flake, or they just
they flaked. It didn't happen. And it was the last weekend.
These effing kids.
And it was a gorgeous weekend, perfect weather. And Julia, I said, I'm not really comfortable with your 16-year-old friend driving to Crownsville. It's 65 miles. It's a long
guy
drive.
Or girl?
It's a girl. Evie is her name. She's nice. Very nice lady. Girl. And so, young woman. And so I said, I'll drive you. But I was feeling kind of weird because I didn't want to go. Because, you know, they're not going to hang with me. I got to be by myself.
But we're going to see the king.
It is also, you're in that weird space where you're a father, but you're also taking you and some other 16-year-old girl across state lines.
Exactly.
And that's something that I think no one grown man really has to get into that situation unless they have to.
There are many situations where I felt like the king creep of the village. But,
so it was you and a bunch of teenagers?
Me and two teenagers. Eventually, my mom was going to go with me, but she wasn't feeling well. Just so I had someone to hang with.
She flaked too.
She flaked on me.
She didn't want to go. It's a pain in the ass. Giant pain in the ass with no payoff.
Do you think the Renaissance Festival is kind of like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, but then when you call it a hard commit, they're like, something came up.
So the
such a labor.
The actual quote from Carrie was, I was getting up that morning and my mom canceled. She says, oh, you're going to have to be there by yourself. I really wish I could go with you, but I don't want to.
Oh, my God.
So that's my wife. So
that's pretty painful.
We head on up there. Oh, but here's the thing. The night before, I actually send the king, Fred Nelson, a Facebook message saying, we're going to be there.
Because you want to be, it doesn't matter what the event is, doesn't matter how small it is. When you're people that do what we do, if you've got the hookup, if you've got plug, if you've got the connection, we all dig that in our
world. It's awesome for two reasons. One is that when all the rubes are surrounding the king and he eyeballs you and he picks you out, you feel about 10 feet tall. But the other thing I wanted to make sure is,
don't you think, now hold on, you're overstating that.
Okay.
You don't feel about 10 feet. It's not that great a shoes, is
eight
it
feet?
Really?
Nine?
Come on. No, you know that. Okay. But no, you're just, the whole statement is overstated. The king, oh my God, I got recognized by the level D actor.
Easy. He's a very nice man and a big fan of yours.
Okay. All right. I'm just not a fan of the Renaissance.
But the thing that was
Do you think the king thinks it's a big deal? Because the king is probably
the
like...
The king, let me tell you, the king could very well have been doing it. Fred could have been doing it for years and years.
Yes, he has.
And he probably gets a little burned on
he
it,
was,
too.
This was yeah. the so last
when
weekend.
Rob Spiewak, when Rob Spiewak rolls in and Fred can F with Rob a little bit, he's probably that's probably
a
lot
win.
Of fun.
Big win
yeah,
for
I
him.
Would think so.
And the other thing I wanted to make sure as he knew is that I said, if my daughter and her friend approach you, they're 15 and 16, please embarrass them, because that's huge.
Now, see, now you're making it fun for yourself.
Now you're making
yeah,
it
fun. Now I've got myself something to root for,
the
right?
The 10 feet tall, do you really feel that special when he singles you out?
Six and a half feet tall.
Do you really? No, stop with the feet. Do
be
you
honest.
Really, I'm asking you a question. Is it really? Now I know
no,
Fred's
not, okay, not 10 feet tall, but I tell you what, you feel special. You feel
okay.
like you're
I'll accept that.
A step above all the other rubes that are dressed in fur vests and horns.
10 feet
is
tall.
Is this not enough here? Like, you do this for a living.
Yeah, you know, this is enough here when you're not here.
Oh,
10 feet tall would be you're at a comedy show. And the guy introduces
yeah.
you from the stage.
That's true. That's okay.
That's 10 feet
okay.
tall.
I want to right.
thank Rob Spiewak for coming out. Everybody
overstated.
Know.
Right?
Overstated.
Am I right
the
about
wave
that?
And the Rob in the morning
a handful
program.
Of times to us over the years. Yeah.
So, like when Wayne Newton had you rise? That's pretty cool.
Wayne
that's
was
huge.
That, were
yes.
we not all, were
yes.
we not all
that
waiting
was,
for it?
That was amazing.
Though the king at the Renfest gets laid all the time.
He does. Lays
all
a lot of
the time.
When Wayne Newton, Rob picked Wayne Newton out. That's
well,
the,
that was,
that's like one of the few examples.
That's the only
really
time
is.
That I've ever been recognized.
It was special.
So
it was truly, truly
the
special.
Night before when I sent the message to King Fred and I said, this is what's going on. And he replies back. He says, looking forward to seeing you. I'm carving pumpkins and I'm drunk. Please remind me with another message in the morning or I will forget. And
yeah, that's a life. Too much mead.
I said, that's great.
Fred gets a lot of people want him, and he's the main guy, right? The king?
Yes, he's the king. He's at all the ceremonies and everything.
Like he's a Henry VIII version of
I
the king?
I think he's Henry VII, technically,
Henry
if, the you
seventh,
the,
okay.
if you read the
how
program.
Many wenches does he have?
Oh, there's wenches everywhere, or as Carrie called them, wrenches. Thanks, dear.
So, are the wenches that I are the wenches at the Renaissance Festival still the wenches that I remember, which means that the only real criteria is cleavage?
The real criteria for a wench is best viewed at a distance. And I learned this when I was
so messed
when
up.
I was watching a band. There was, because I had lots of time.
Lots of women have cleavage.
I saw a wonderful variety act called the Steel Sisters. When I took the stage, I said, wow, they're not bad looking. And then they came out to work the crowd. And I says, oh, wow. They really are sisters. Back to the stage. Back to the stage. And all it was right. easy to move around those little performing areas because anytime someone, this was the rule of thumb. Anytime someone sat next to you that was drinking anything out of a leather mug,
yeah.
they had body odor, period. This is an indefeatable fact. And
some
I
of
did,
the performers have the odor, too.
They're in the sun all day.
They're in the sun. And
but these
they're
are
heavy,
viewers.
Like wool, leather costumes, and they're not necessarily.
I happen to remember, as, especially as a college student, not even as a high school. People always go into Renfest, always making a pilgrimage to get S-faced and
right.
go to Renfest.
Right. But
is Renfest what it's called now?
I think that's what the cool guys call it. It's the Renaissance Festival, yeah.
Renfest. And so
Maryland Renaissance Festival.
I don't remember because, but I guess, can you get pretty lit at the Renaissance
Festival?
Oh,
yeah, if you want to wait in a 90-foot line, 90-person line. Yeah, I had a few hard ciders.
You squirrel in a flask.
Past the time. Yeah, flask would have been a good move. I did, at the Steel Sisters show, I had to move three times. Twice for body odor, and once because a pirate sat next to me with a fabulous feather in his hat that kept hitting me every time he moved his head.
Good times, Rob. Good times.
How
solid,
much is the ticket?
Times.
They're not cheap.
No, it was 24 for an adult and 12 for a youngster, I
Man.
Think. Now, the
Clean
one
up.
Thing that happened at the Steel Sisters show that actually had me turn like almost like I had been attacked. I had never been in this situation before. I was watching the show, and because it was a very windy day, you didn't feel the wind at the festival because of the buildings and the people,
yes.
right?
Is this the one you went to this past weekend?
Yeah,
okay.
Outdoors.
The Steel Sisters.
The Steel Sisters is one of the acts that's at one of the little stages.
Right.
And I don't know what the odds are, but an acorn fell from an amazing height from the tree and landed between my glasses and my eye.
Oh, that's oh dangerous. God.
And I felt like I was on alert because of the body odor and the pirate feather and the leather mugs.
Can I interject one real
yeah.
super quickie right
please.
Here? Please. I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but our good friend Jack Diamond.
Yes.
Jack, when I was there, one of the times, the year that I was there.
Oh, okay.
Jack would miss apparently over the years would have A number of sick days.
Yes. Okay.
It was kind of known on Jennifer Street that, you know, it's Jack, he's taking a sick day. One of the reasons that this is what I was told. I don't know whether it's true or not.
Yes.
This is what I was told. One of the excuses he gave for not coming to work one day is that he hurt his eye because he looked up and he got a concussive eye drop that actually hit him in the eyeball. Just thought I'd throw that in there one time.
Yeah. An acorn's a different animal.
Hey, how you doing? I won't be coming in. I had a concussive raindrop.
I'm in contact with the Visine people.
I'm so terrible. Until then. I'm in the ER right now. So anyway, just go ahead.
So it was so startling that I actually left my feet, and I thought someone had attacked me. But it turned out
someone threw something at you?
Yeah.
Any blood at all?
No blood. But then I took off my glasses, and the acorn fell in my hard cider, and I was pissed.
That's right. You were protected with your Warby Parker.
I was. So
good for you.
So
you know, the trajectory from an acorn, that could actually...
It could have done damage. Could have gone seven inches
into his skull, Oscar.
No, I mean, I hear him hit cars all the time outside of the building
but
here.
But the amazing thing,
boom!
If it had killed me, years after my death, a beautiful oak tree would be growing at my grave.
Absolutely. And you would not have been taken to the hospital by ambulance. You would have been it was the Renaissance Festival. You would have been taken by ox cart.
Exactly. I would just be getting there now, a week
That's
later.
Right. Absolutely. Because it's carried by, like, peasants.
So as we're constantly taking
surfs.
Hi, get on the ox cart.
Come on, we got to wrap it up.
All right. So we finally run into the king at the wine pavilion. He's doing a festival where he's honoring some guy. And it's great because he's up there and he's talking. He says, "This man hath serviced me for 20 years and comes from the same region as my third wife beeth." So all this. And he makes eye contact with him and he goes, "Hey, Rob, how's it going?"
Out of character.
He totally breaks character. And he comes over and he's like, "This fine lad." He says, "Hey, look, this is my wife. I want you to meet my wife. Look what she brought me. Fudge. Isn't this great?" And then all of this. And then I say, "It is so great to see you." And he says, "It's so great to see you." He said, "This is the last weekend. I'm so burned. I'm ready for this to be done."
All right, this is a cool guy. Fred's a cool guy.
He's awesome. And I said, "And there is my daughter and her friend." And he goes over and proceeds to do about 2 minutes of shtick just for them, to a point where people are gathering around them. And he says, "I can find you rich husbands your parents will want for nothing." And the cool thing
is, now I'm all in.
Awesome.
Now, he's doing that for the kids.
And that was worthwhile only after the fact that when I got home 2 days later, Robert was actually talking to Julie about the Renaissance Festival, because I'd been pressing Robert to go, and he couldn't talk him into going. And he, neither Carrie or I around, he said, "What was your favorite part of the day?" And Julia said, "Well, the king was there, and he made a big fuss over us. That was awesome."
Aww. Oh, they liked it.
That was her favorite part of the day. So it was worthwhile.
Did you get your eat on pretty significantly when you went to the festival?
I didn't get a single thing to eat because I was all ready to get the turkey leg. But I think the turkey legs may have been started smoking at the beginning of the festival 2 months ago, because the turkey legs look sort of like pigeon legs. They got smaller and smaller and smaller. And then when I really
steak
got
on a steak, did they have steak on a steak?
They did. That doesn't appeal to me. And the thing that really put me off, what seemed to be a big mover this year, was corn on a cob on a steak. And you really just can't look cool walking around eating a cob of corn on a steak. So
corn on the cob should be best eaten like in your own backyard.
Exactly, with no clothes on.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of butter.
So I stuck to mead. What was not really mead, which is honey wine, which is disgusting. I drank, Angry Orchard Hard Cider, which is pretty good.
How many did you have?
I had 3 spread over many, many, many hours.
All right, girls, jump in the car.
I see. You knew my friend, Julia? Yeah, in the car. We're going, home.
Girls.
Hey, you're 16. Can you
drive?
We're
going to get you back to Northern Virginia safely.
Who wants a Peter Pan hat? But anyway, shout out to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, but especially Fred Nelson. Thank you so much, Fred.
I wish I lived back in the D.C. area.
No, you don't.
Welcome back. We'll take a break and come back to more. The news you may not need is standing by, and it's for your consumption when we come back right here.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, I like the lady.
But this is not the Write All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob, because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh, so sorry. I think it's this one.
Very right. If you want to have your message read on the Michael Mara Show, please send an email to rob@michaelmaraShow.com. As always, Rob with two B's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This section of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our friends at TM Soft and slots champion Todd Moore. Spared no expense for these commercials. He has hired Joe Pesci to come in and give us the read for slots champion. Have Joe.
Introducing the latest in mobile gaming, Slots Champion by TM Soft, inspired by the gambling addiction of Mike O'Mara. Explore the beautiful Slots Champion Casino. Look at these two balloon heads over here. They've been playing it for 6 hours.
That's a crappy Joe Pesci. Let's get him out of here.
I like it.
Slots Champion, everybody, brought to you by Robert De Niro.
Okay.
It's impossible. It's impossible to stop playing Slots Champion. I can't stop playing it. It's terrible. I can't. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Solid. Solid.
We'll bring Tony Soprano in again. That's a go-to. Okay.
I love Julius Vito's slots are paid out so fast we filed for bankruptcy. Slots Champion Casino is this great app. You put it on your phone, level up to unlock new machines. It's incredible. You have such a great time. Slots Champion's the best in the whole wide world.
All right, that's another Mafia character. We got to get. I'm out of Mafia characters. Bring Bill Clinton in here, please.
Oh, sort of an outlier.
Everyone respects a video game millionaire. That's right.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I don't know who else to bring in here. Carm Soprano.
Oh, no.
Come in here.
Visit slotschampion.com to download from your favorite app store. It's completely free. Don't you dare blaspheme. Don't you dare blaspheme like that. Slots Champion by TM Soft. Come on, get out of here.
Grease Bane.
Again, that's, what's that?
Grease Bane.
Oh, Grease wow. Bane. Oh, my
pushing
God.
His luck.
Please share with your friends on Facebook and pay your newfound wealth forward with a positive 5-star review. Again, that's Slots Champion by TM Soft. Visit slotschampion.com to download and win big.
There we are. That's it.
Nice.
That's the commercial right there.
My son Robert is addicted to it. Can't
a lot of
put
fun,
it down.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
Mike,
boy,
have you gotten the Wheel of Fortune knockoff?
No, I haven't, but I love the sounds are fantastic on it. And, you know, it, like any great slot machine,
yeah,
they create the illusion of it being easy.
Ah.
And then it gets more and more problematic.
News.
Justin Timberlake went back to his home state of Tennessee to take advantage of
Tennessee?
Early voting, and he may have broken an election law.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, Donald. He wasn't helping Hillary rig the election. What he did do was take a selfie at the election booth. He had good intentions.
Not allowed.
He was trying to encourage his fans to vote. He said, hey, you, I just flew from L.A. to Memphis to rock the vote. So he was telling everybody to vote. No excuses, my good
DQ.
People. There could be early voting in
Dairy
your
Queen?
Town, too. Justin even
qualify.
Covered his ballot in the picture. It's still illegal, but don't worry. He's not in trouble. The local district attorney said, quote, no one in our office is currently investigating this matter, nor will we be using our limited resources to do so. That's a great quote from the DA, isn't it?
I had no idea he was from Memphis. I should know that. He's from Tennessee. Yeah.
Absolutely no idea. Chelsea Handler has been tight with Jennifer Aniston for years, so when Brad Pitt and Angelina split up, it's no wonder she called Angelina an effing lunatic.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea Handler is a friend of Jennifer Aniston's, but Chelsea Handler also flies off an awful lot, and that's why she said what she said.
She has her own rule book. I don't know that she ever
does.
Has applied to anything that is the norm.
I agree. In an interview
topless.
With, it's called Grazia Magazine, she defended her comments saying she was just, quote, saying what everyone else is thinking. Maybe. I didn't, I really didn't pick a side.
Oh, I felt like, if I had to, right? After everything we've read, the unhinged one. Maybe, I mean, she's got a track record, Mike. They don't really
she does
change.
Have a track record,
yes.
But one thing Chelsea wants you to know is that Jennifer Aniston isn't the least bit invested in this divorce. Look, I've been there three times. I know what you're talking about. Yes, you're not invested in it necessarily, but yeah, you're paying attention.
Of course.
Okay, you are. Of course she is. Here's the quote. It's so stupid and pathetic, as if Jen cares. She doesn't care. It's ridiculous that people still drag her into this. Hello. As if she is sitting around even caring about this.
You know what? It's like you watching. It's like you watching the World Series because the old Boston managers are in it. You're still watching it because you have a stake in it.
Yeah, you're curious about it. You're curious about that. And I will call you, honey. Thank you.
Oh, speaking of wives,
the smut merchants at Vivid Entertainment have turned the Kim Kardashian sex tape into a virtual experience.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Here's how it works.
A lot of POV in that video.
You put on your favorite virtual reality headset.
More V
and
than
you're
P.
transported into the legit Kim Kardashian sex tape. You.
Oh.
Then a Kim Kardashian lookalike. I bet those are hard to find. Especially
it's the lady
the
from Mike
porn.
And Molly, isn't it?
A Kim Kardashian lookalike appears at the Renaissance Festival.
Nice.
And interacts with you. No, I'm sorry. She just appears. Vivid says, quote, Kim comes right out of her famous home video with Ray J to have some fun with you.
That you can eat.
God, whatever.
What kind of writer's meeting do you think that's like?
Oh, what kind of
person? I got it. We're going to take the Ray J Kim Kardashian video. We're going to make it VR.
It's interactive. Fantastic.
Find me a lookalike. Find me a lookalike right away.
Get video on the line.
She seems tall. Send her back. No, let her stay.
I don't care if her ass is fatter. Thank you. All right. Christian Bale's new movie. I'm interested in this because I'm interested in this subject.
Okay.
I never talk about it because it's extremely dark and it's extremely depressing.
Euthanasia?
And no, you're getting close.
Mm.
Christian Bale's new movie is called The Promise. I'm rooting for this movie. Mm. It is about the Armenian genocide from 1915 to 1923, in which absolutely stunning to me that this is not something that is in the consciousness of every student.
It should be
student.
Taught more in school.
Oh, it should, Oscar.
Yeah. Yep.
1915 to 1923, 1.5 million Armenians murdered by the Ottoman Empire, which would later become Turkey. The Turkish government and the authorities in Turkey still like to roll on saying,
pretend like it didn't happen.
Sure.
Never really happened. This is a Holocaust. This is a Holocaust, and it really did happen. The movie isn't even out yet, and it's only been screened three times, but somehow it's already got more than 87,000 user readings on IMDb, and most of them are the lowest rating a movie can get. This is a complete conspiracy.
It's a smear campaign.
As of last night, there were 55,333 one-star ratings. Now, there's no way that many people have seen this movie yet, which means there's a campaign by someone to sabotage this movie, The Promise.
A state actor, Mike.
State actors are at it. There's apparently a counter campaign to save it, which I will join in on, because 31,288 people have given it a 10-star rating, which is the highest a movie can get. And again, nowhere near this many people have seen the movie.
Of course.
I don't know what the reviews are for the movie. I haven't seen a trailer for it. There's no word who's behind this, but it's worth noting that the Turkish government does not recognize the Armenian genocide, which to me has always been kind of disgusting, but there it is. So,
and
it's
they also
the
don't recognize Thanksgiving, which is a whole different matter.
Well, that's another Turkey issue.
Turkey. Anyway, Jesus. Oh, my God.
We just did like an Abbott and Costello thing there.
Waka, 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 waka.
Comedy
track. Mike, we highlighted the bad, and then we went to the waka, waka, waka.
How we did that? If you're trying to sell your house, this is for you, Oscar.
Thank you.
And you want to increase the value, don't redo the bathrooms or get that colony of raccoons removed like an idiot. What you want to do is you want to buy some lemons and oranges. Let me explain.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. A new study found that a citrus smell can make your house seem like it's worth an extra $80,000.
Oh. Wow.
Researchers had people check out a house for sale, but the place was filled with different smells for different people. Then they asked the people how much they thought the house should sell for. Same house. Here are the results.
Okay.
Socks and feet. $567,000. Must have been a nice house.
I would think so.
If they're saying 567 and it smells like feet. Chicken, $571,000.
Boy, this house smells like chicken.
Coffee, $598,000.
Mm-hmm.
Freshly baked bread, $617,000.
A good one.
Could be a Subway.
Brownies, $626,000.
And I'm being very conservative.
And the number one, citrus. The smell of citrus in your home, if you're selling it, $648,000.
Lemon fresh.
Yeah. That means if your house is like bottom valued at $567,000,
yeah.
Lemon so, fresh, Mike.
My house smells like Don Lemon.
Yeah. My, well, let me see. Oh, I know what that is. Hold on. That's Pug's ass. Thank you. Anyway, a man, now a little something something, a man from Winter Haven, Florida, was arrested yesterday, a loss prevention officer at
is
a
that
Walmart.
Is that right out of Orlando?
Winter Haven is in the middle of the state, probably a little south of Orlando.
Because I
yes.
believe that's where my father-in-law lived when he passed. I think he was a Winter Haven guy.
Winter Haven, and
yeah,
it's where
good
the
place
Boston
to pass.
Red Sox, it's where the Boston Red Sox used to have their spring training.
Lots
home.
Of trailer properties.
Lots of trailers in the Winter Haven area. Yes. A loss prevention officer at a Walmart in Winter Haven caught Brian Kroom stuffing three packs of electric wire down the front of his pants.
Oh no.
In his pants.
Am I right, ladies?
According to the Winter Haven Police Department, Kroom attempted to leave the store without paying the $87.91 it would have cost to buy the wire.
It's expensive.
An officer stopped him and detained him until a police officer arrived. The arresting officer asked Kroom why he took the items without paying, and that's when he's alleged to have told the officer that he was planning to sell the merchandise on the street so he could use the money to get his wife out of jail.
Oh, nice. No.
Loves his woman.
Mike, I've done some electrical work in my day, and the most expensive part isn't the insulation, it's the actual materials, the wiring.
Yes, the wiring. Very, very expensive. Well, she, the lady that he was, being the, that this honor theft was done for, she'd been arrested on
an honor theft.
She'd been arrested on a shoplifting charge earlier the same day in Lake Wales, Florida. Ever been there?
Never have been there. No.
Lake Wales. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does.
Good place to pass.
Record show, Kroom. Kroom was charged with petite theft. I always like that.
Hey, you have a small item, I see. That is petite theft. Huh?
He is currently in custody at the Polk County Jail in Florida, and leads me to the slogan of the day.
The slogan of the day for Florida, right?
Yes, here it is. Uh-huh. Florida, come for the sunshine, stay for the family values.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Well, he did it for
an
his wife.
Honor
right?
theft.
It's an honor it's theft.
A, it's an honor theft. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Madness takes its toll.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information,
great show.
Visit
check
us
it
at
out.
morebroadcasting.com.
Guys.
Great shows on all the shows on the
network.
Can
I plug something
really
real quick?
It.
And I was
you
remiss
go
to
right
do
ahead.
It.
This is a good time to do it.
The new Tech 411 show is, and I'm going to say this, and I mean it, the best Tech 411 we've ever done.
Better than the one with Mike?
Better than the one with Mike.
What?
What do you have a hint as to the subject matter?
The subject matter is how people are manipulating the App Store. And a real introspective, investigative report on how there are people out there that try to game the system and how this time they were busted.
Yeah.
Hey, Oscar, I rarely do this, but I've got my Mike O'Mara app of the day.
Yes.
Vivino. Have you heard of Vivino? Have you ever heard of Vivino?
No.
Is it a wine Vivino? App?
It's a wine app. Yeah, it's a wine app that lets you. By the way, my first foray into trying Vivino at the wine store yesterday resulted in one of the best and most expensive, inexpensive bottles of
big
wine.
Big win.
Oh, that's great.
Super big deluxe win. Like the kind of wine. Look, I think we're all the same way.
Yeah.
If you're not a real wine expert, you take a sip of the wine and you're like, meh, it's okay. But then I took a sip of this one. You go zang and you know it right away.
Vivino?
Vivino, yeah.
Wow.
Check it out.
The case we cover on Tech 411, it involves deception. It involves a real twist at the end where the gentleman comes clean of what he did and how it happened.
Trying to boost the popularity of his app?
Well, Apple, so basically, just for perspective, Apple called him on something and then he denied it. And then he went to the web, like every other millennial douchebag in the world, and says, look what they're doing to me. Look what Big Apple's doing to me.
Right.
And then Apple said, well, if you want to play that game, we're going to just lay all the facts out on the table.
And he got busted.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
So a guy trying to scam to get his app used by a lot of people.
Yeah. It's surprising that a guy going up against Apple would come up short, little outfit like that.
Well, no, but his excuse is priceless.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, interesting. Well, check out Tech 411 on the More Network. It's a great show. Todd Moore, Oscar Santana with all the tech that's it. Do you have a segment in you tomorrow for the to discuss the my new purchase of the number 7? Can I
absolutely.
Can I pick your brain on what it might do and not do? Because I really, that's the only way I get my information. Yeah. I sure don't read the manual. Duh.
Well, I don't have a manual. You just have to know how to use it.
That's right. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the superstars. Everybody wants to do that. So you want to cast that net super wide, but what you don't want to do is do it the old-fashioned way. And you don't want people that are coming to your office, ringing the phone, sending you emails, getting tedious. What you want to do is use the technology that's out there, and it's there for you with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, even the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter. You can do it with a single click.
Click.
Thank you.
Click it.
In any city for any industry. Cast the net nationwide, and then watch the people come into the wonderful interface for ZipRecruiter, which lets you quickly screen people. And this is a service that's becoming more and more successful and used by more and more businesses every single day because it's success. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and do it today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, October 26th, 2016, Trunk or Treat Night here in South Florida.
Oh, nice.
You had mentioned last night that the Cubs-Indians contest, game one of the World Series last night, not very exciting.
And no, boring. All Cleveland all the time. But I'm, you know, it's cool. It's still a big series.
But I'm glad you mentioned this at the front of the show. I thought the best thing was this montage they did at the front of the broadcast where they had older fans of the Cubs.
Oh, you have that. Oh, that's, Rob, we're on the same page. I'm so glad you have.
Cool.
This is, if you weren't into the World Series before this, this is the life.
You got to be into this.
108 years for Chicago, 70-plus years for Cleveland, and it had the old people.
It was great. And what this made me think of is, you know when they manufacture storylines for football games?
Right.
This is a real storyline.
This is a real storyline, and this is what makes this Built World Series special. By the way, I believe the ratings will show this. I think that
I agree.
Even though it's Cleveland, they
Mike,
will,
you
they
watch
will
because you're in love with the stories.
Yeah, the story, and it's going to get better and better. And the game last night, but the story, you know, with all these old fans.
But check this out. This is kind of cool.
I was born in 1924.
1932?
1924.
I'm 102.
I'm 104.
How long have I been a Cub fan? Since they began.
All of my life.
Big fan then, a big fan now.
I've seen a lot of things in my time.
Oh, the waiting has been something terrible.
It's been a really long time.
I listen to them every day on my radio.
We had some poor teams.
I used to go to the old Cleveland Stadium.
One of the worst ballparks in the world.
Oh, 69 was a real heartbreaker.
The goat and all of that.
That stupid goat.
Why would you want to put the goat in the ballpark?
It would mean the very world to me if they won the World Series.
The Cubs can wait for another 100 years.
Well, I'm not getting any younger, that's for sure.
Oh, God bless you.
That they will win.
I'm damn sick and tired of waiting.
The waiting is the hardest part.
You know what? That is really, really
great work, isn't it?
They had a lady on the nightly news in the same vein that had a T-shirt that says "Win one before I die."
Yeah, it's. And you
I
know,
wore
having,
that shirt last night.
I thought it was a big deal. The Red Sox were 80 years, and you know, I will tell you that it's still. It's just to be a part of it. There are very, very few people in the overall picture of fans around the nation. You know, these are individual cities and people that have done it for life. As a Red Sox fan, I experienced this.
You dig it. You can feel it.
There will never be 2004 again. It will never happen again because you waited that long. And now, you know, I say this all the time. I really think that the New England fan base, with a lot of people that have come up with the success of the Patriots and the success of the Red Sox, have gotten a little entitled.
Yeah.
And prior prior to that, man, it was just, you were diehards and you were there with, it was always hope. It was always hope. And it's a little less special now. Now, and I will say this to all the Cleveland fans and all the Cubs fans. In the event that the team you are not rooting for wins the World Series, I know for the 100-year-old people, probably not a good comforting thought. But for the younger people, it's still, it's, you're still going to have that specialness of every season being that chance to get the elusive forbidden fruit. It's so cool to watch this because I completely empathize with both sides, and it'll be fun to watch that last game. I hope I get a chance to see it.
Did you see this guy named Michael Lee who graduated high school in 1993? And you know how you have to put a quote under your high school picture? In 1993, he had a dream, and his high school quote was, Chicago Cubs, World Champions, 2016, you heard it here first.
Wow.
They interviewed him. This is what he had to say.
I'm like, I don't know what to put. Like, I'm not a big literature person. And then it came to me, I'm like, oh, I know, I'm going to put this. And it just came from, like, when I was a kid, I had a dream about it. It was up on the, like, that red scoreboard they have. It was, you know, with Harry Carey blasting away, Cubs win the World Series. It was pretty vivid. That's why I remembered it all the way through high school. And now I'm getting reminded again.
Everyone is thinking that it's like a Photoshop deal, but a guy on Reddit has found four copies of the yearbook. It's genuine. He predicted that.
The only thing that's not genuine is that Harry Carey will not be announcing
also,
that.
Also,
did not predict that.
Why can't a dream like that be the Mega Millions numbers? Like,
that's true.
Why can't it be something that we can actually do something with?
I saw the interview between Harry Carey and Bill Murray back when the Cubs got Wrigley Field, got lights for the first night.
Yeah, he looked so young. Didn't Bill Murray look young?
And Harry Carey was this loving exchange, not particularly funny, but you could tell that Bill Murray was psyched to be with Harry Carey and vice versa. It was great. The Cubs, you know, it's great to watch the games in Cleveland, but when it goes back to Chicago,
it's going to be unreal.
It is a little more special. And really, if you're counting the years waited, the Cubs have the advantage in that defense. But if they don't hit, it's going to be over quick.
So I did the research. It turns out no one on the last team to go to the World Series for the Cubs is still with the organization. So, I mean, this is going to be new for everybody. Let's close with...
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for that.
Waka, waka, waka. Appreciate
it. You're just as guilty today. Shut
up. Rob Spiewak.
Hi to Fred Nelson. Let's close with this. This was my favorite baseball joke last night. This is sort of a rehash of the waiting montage, but Jimmy Kimmel said this last night. I love this.
The Indians haven't won the World Series since 1948, the year in which this diehard Tribe fan turned 36 years old.
She is 104 years young. You want them to win one for you?
I want them to win one before I die.
They better win one soon.
She's been an Indians fan ever since she spent the first Thanksgiving with them.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. You know what? Very un-PC, but he gets away with it. Beautiful. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And I want to say thank you to all of you that continue to grow our listenership on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are coming up. How many years are we coming up on this show?
December will be 7 years.
Seven years, and we are still going strong, and you are still growing our numbers. I somehow find that hard to believe because our marketing budget is in negative numbers. But that's fantastic, and keep supporting the show. We really appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.